A reading from Matthew 3, 1-4. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey.
The desert that is mentioned here is a pretty wild place, and John's a pretty wild figure in the Bible. But here he says, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near," and he also then quotes from Isaiah. And what is his message? Why is he preaching this? What is going on here that is attracting people from Jerusalem to come listen to him?
Well, the people were under bondage from the imperialist government that had taken charge of them, and they're longing for liberation. And all of these zealot communities were announcing that the Messiah is coming, and a lot of them wanted to create a messianic movement themselves and almost help God out in this process. Some speculate that John was an Essene, and the Essenes were living separate from the religious structures of the day, feeling that they had become polluted in many ways. And John is portrayed here in a complete prophetic picture. The reality of him wearing camel's hair and a leather belt, eating locusts and wild honey, wasn't to point to him as a wild mountain man. Those were all symbols of the prophet. The old prophets had been remembered in those types of forms. And so he's being set up as one coming to give a message that people had been longing for. And it's declared here, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. This expectancy that God is going to do something new, but it will be in response to the people's repentance and making their way straight again.
What does it mean to make straight paths for him? I mean, but is that a symbolic speech? I mean, or straight paths to Jerusalem? What is it exactly? I guess it's very metaphorical.
It feels metaphorical. I don't know how to respond to it completely. I know that the word for Torah, the law, means the path. And so is it returning to the straight way, God's way, God's path? That's hidden in the metaphor. What exactly John had in mind as he's quoting Isaiah, we're not sure, but it's returning to God's way. He's basically saying to people who are religious and who were doing their own interpretation of the way, no, come back to the way God intended it so that his kingdom would come.
Yeah, I like that. I like that returning to the path, the returning to the right way. So we've talked about that many different times, but there's a lostness to this world that John is now preaching in, and he knows that. In fact, he's left the seat of power and gone into the wilderness, and I'm sure he had very few followers to start with. But slowly but surely, he attracts people away from the lostness that is current Jerusalem to hear him and find out what it means to repent.
Well, we all have a tendency to wander. Wandering has the very implication of being off the path. And so God regularly, daily, maybe hourly, calls us back to the straight way.